one of the great pleasures in life on National Fritters Day. Hey, here's what's going to happen. We're going to take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. But we'll be back with more of the music that makes you smile. We'll continue to take your birthdays and anniversaries. And we'll continue with Bible Jeopardy. That's all on the way on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show today.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Understood, even when we're trying to do the right thing. Strangers. God ain't feeling me yet. But those who are very dear to us. Amen. We learn in the army ain't the worst fire. The worst way you can get hurt is friendly fire. Because you're not expecting friendly fire. So life can take you some places, man. Peter, 1 Peter 4 and 12 says, beloved, that means the saints of God. Yeah. And I'm talking about Christians now. Beloved, think it not strange that some of the fiery trials that you are confronted with in life will mess you up, man. Some folks say, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Can I preach it as much? Hell, I'm blessed and I'm stressed. Matter of fact, that's why I'm in Appaloosa's name. Can I preach that this morning? I ain't got no Facebook out. But let me tell you something. I told Graham this morning. I said, Graham, I told my wife I'm going to the doctor. She said, what you going to the doctor for? I said, I'm going to the doctor. Yeah. Y'all don't take it the wrong way. I'm just talking now. I said, I'm going to the doctor. Yeah. She said, I said, I'm going to the doctor. I'm asking to write me a prescription. She said, what you going to get some anti-depression or something? I said, no, I'm going to tell her to give me some marijuana. So, I spoke to one and like, yeah, you know. Y'all. I want to get me a prescription. Cause life is rough. Y'all ain't telling the truth. Y'all knew y'all want a prescription. When I used to hear my grandmother sing a little song. This thing together. Yeah. Good. Let me help us here because let's look at this word and I'm about through, but I want to share with us because we got to deal with life. Life ain't going nowhere. Problems ain't going nowhere. And if you don't manage your problems will manage you. And so it ain't time to feel. I'm gonna tell you. I told you I wanted to go get me a prescription. But I went got my prescription and did what I did, I'd have been messed up worse. You got to deal with reality. Some of our marriages are in trouble because we don't want to deal with the conflict. Some of us are trying to be friends to our children and not parents. conflict. You got to deal with those things. I want to help us today because here's what we want. Paul argument really starts in the seventh chapter. And the good, remember I talk about the good, the bad, the ugly? Let's talk about the bad right quick. The bad is found in the seventh chapter, beginning around the, I guess, 50th verse. But I'm going to read just a couple of passages out of that book, that passage. Verse 18 says, of the seventh chapter of Romans says, for I know that in me, that is my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me, but how to perform it, what is good, I do not find. In other words, Paul said, listen, I'm gonna paraphrase and I'm gonna move on because we got a lot to cover. He says, listen, he said, there's no good thing to will it in me. He said, in my flesh, that is, he says, when I try to do the right thing, I find myself doing it. Do I have a witness here? And see, our problem is we think we got a lot of good stuff in our flesh. But the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 17 and 9 says, listen, for the heart is deceitful and wicked above all things. Who can know it? So my very thought pattern, my flesh, there's nothing good that dwells in it. So I'm prone for failure. I'm prone for messed up because the things I want to do, I should be doing. Sometimes I know I should love you, but I find myself, instead of loving you, hating you. I know I should appreciate your success, but instead of appreciating your success, I find myself hating you, envying you, jealous of you. Why? Because I'm covetous. I want what you got. And I really want it, and it makes me mad to see you have it, and I don't have it. Now, I know it ain't right, but there's some on the inside that just won't let me appreciate your success. Can I fly a witness here today? Yes, sir. And see, here's our problem in church. We ain't real. Oh, brother so-and-so this, and brother so-and-so this, sister so-and-so this. Now, Negro, look at you. Put yourself in the mirror. But Paul says, I don't know about you, but I've got some problems with me. He said, there's nothing good dwelling in me. Even in our marriages, in our home, we're constantly looking at our spouse or our children, but we need to turn the mirror on us. Do we understand that none of us, there's nothing good that dwelling in our flesh? The things that we ought to do, we find ourselves not doing them? I'm trying to go somewhere. I want us to understand where we are. That's what Paul says. Am I right about it? I didn't make this up. Look what he says. I'm going to just skip down. But look, he says, verse 23. Let me start at verse 21. I find in a law that evil is present with me. The one who wills to do good, for I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. And then he goes on, listen, verse 24. Oh, wretched man am I. Now this Paul. Now, I mean, this ain't no talk here, but this Paul, the man who wrote the most books in the Bible, man of faith. He says, oh, wretched man, oh, messed up man. the God that died for my sins to set me free. I don't come to look good. I don't come to be approved. I come to worship God. I come to open my heart and my soul and say, God, it's me that stand in the need of a change. It's not my spouse. It's not my children. It's not my mother. It's not my father. But it's me.
Listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at